Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Miss On Fire to Inspire herself. We are live and in person on air tonight, and I'm telling you the topic tonight is living your best life. But before we jump into the show, I want to thank all of our guests, all of our sponsors for On Fire to Inspire. And our sponsors include Evangelist Alexandra Townsend, who is the author of Experiencing the Greatness of God in the Spiritual Realm. And her books are available on all of your online book outlets. I'm telling you, this book is such a blessing that the woman of God has written about an account of how God delivered her son from over a 15-year addiction to alcohol. So you definitely want to purchase that book. Then we have Third Heaven Sound with Vincent Lynch, where it's not just music, it's a sound. His CDs are available on CD Baby and Reverb Nation. This man is definitely a minstrel from heaven, and you definitely want to hear his music. Unique Expression by Design with Angelise Washington, where they bring your ideas that's in your head to life. And I'm telling you, they will take care of you with anything that you need, from business to personal needs, anything that you need customized, T-shirts, cups, pens, mugs, journals, and much, much more. I'm telling you, they are going to take care of you with Angelise Washington and Unique Expressions by Design. Then Ron's Hair and Beauty Bar at 1501 Highway 138, beside Golden Crest in Conyers, Georgia, located inside F&D Beauty. Ross specializes in all of your hair care and beauty needs, from relaxers, twists, natural hair, quick weaves, lashes, makeup, sew-ins, and much, much more. Lock maintenance. I'm telling you, whatever it is you need to get done, Ross can take care of you. And you can call her and schedule your appointment today at 404-599-3712. Again, that was 404-599-3712. Let her know you heard it here on Fire to Inspire. And finally, PrettTire.com is your one-stop shop to business cards, flyers, banners, magnetic signs, videography, photography, and websites. So thank you to each and every sponsor of On Fire to Inspire. As you are sowing into this fertile ground, I pray the blessings of God over your business. And we thank you so much for your support. Well, guys, I'm telling you, we have a great, great night planned for you. The topic is living your best life now. Yes, you heard me, living your best life now. And we have, backed by popular demand, Reverend Darwin Francis. So we want to welcome him back to On Fire to Inspire. Welcome, welcome, welcome back, man of God. How are you?
I am fine. I am doing great. How are you doing? Good night. Good night, everybody.
I am on fire to inspire, I tell you. And I'm enjoying, just enjoying being in this day, in this hour, and understanding who I am, understanding my true identity.
Amen. Amen. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Amen. Amen. So many of our listeners are familiar with you, but for those who have never joined us, or they may listen to you on our recording, introduce yourself to them.
Well, yes, my name is Doran Francis. I am Reverend Francis. I am I'm married to the most phenomenal, the most wonderful woman on the planet that the Lord has blessed me with, my rib, my good thing. We've been married for 23 years, Joan Francis. We have two sons. We have a 20-year-old son and we have a 14-year-old son. I am also the author of Built to Last, A Successful Marriage and Relationship. We also started the marriage ministry at our local church about 10 years ago. Our senior pastor is the Reverend Lloyd Reed Jr. We're just excited about God. We're excited about life. And it is a pleasure to be on your program again, woman of God. Every time I come on this program, amen, I just learn so much. It's, It is just an awesome experience to be here with you and with your audience, and I'm just so grateful that you have entrusted me with the opportunity to speak to them.
Well, we praise God that you had time in your schedule to come on back for a part two. We truly, truly appreciate you. I had the opportunity to listen to you on what's the name of her show? Totally Healed with Prophetess Angel. And I tell you, it was like, oh my goodness, fire was all over the place. I said, Lord, do it. So I just thank God for your ministry, for you and your wife doing what God has called you to, because it's definitely needed. Definitely needed.
Absolutely. Yes,
so we're going to
yes.
jump on in tonight, because so many people are wondering how to live their best life now. You know, so many people have settled and they're just existing. But God says it's time to awaken, arise, and move. So what would you know, this topic itself, living your best life now, what does this topic mean to you?
Well, this topic means a lot to me. Because number one, God have created each and every one of us for greatness. This was placed inside of us from creation, but we realize that over the time frame from birth until where we are now, there's a lot of different circumstances and situations that have arrived that have allowed us, amen, to deter and to actually deviate from our destiny and from our purpose. And so what is important that we as children of God, amen, as believers understand, and not just believers, but people in general will understand that we have to get back to believing that we are designed for purpose, on purpose, by purpose, and in order for us to live our best life now, we have to come to an awareness and understand that who we are is based on our past, but the man and the woman that we become is based on us. And in order for us to live our best life now, we have to tap into the Word of God, tap into the wealth of information that is available to us, and be willing to step out of our comfort zone so that we can be elasticized, so that we can be stretched, so that we can grow and become the man and woman that God has designed for us to be.
Amen, amen. Ooh, I tell you, you're starting out hot. All right. Praise God, praise God.
Amen.
So it's truly, truly important for us to live our best life now, because this existing thing, time out for it, right? Time
Amen.
Out for it. Because there are so many people who are waiting on us to come into position, because we are that person that's carrying that word or whatever it is that's on the inside of us to help them birth theirs. So I just praise God for that. So tell me, what are the obstacles that can stand in someone's way when they're trying to, you know, that's going to try to stop us from living that best life now? What's some of the obstacles
that we may encounter? It is so interesting, woman of God. I'm actually, I was just coming out of the car and getting in the house, so if you hear some background noise, just forgive me for that. One of the things that I realized that I've allowed us to prevent us from living our best life now is fear and doubt.
Mm-hmm.
Let me say that again. Fear and doubt. The Word of God said God has not given us the spirit of fear. And fear is one of the biggest obstacles that most of us deal with on a regular basis. Fear is so powerful in its sense, and it's a spirit also, that even though we have the ability to move forward, even though we have the gifting and the talent in order for us to move from where we are to where we need to go, we find, amen, that, you know, the fear that we have about, you know, getting out of our comfort zone, the fear that we have about moving from where we are to where we need to go, we allow fear to cripple us. We allow fear to immobilize us. We allow it to put us in a place where we feel like we have been ostracized. We feel like we have been suffocated. Now, the acronym for fear, I have an acronym for fear, and that is false evidence appearing real. Let me say it again: false evidence appearing real. Abraham Lincoln said something that is so powerful. One of his quotes, it says that the only thing to fear is fear itself. In order for you to move out of your comfort zone and get into the place where you know that God is calling you for purpose so that you can be birthed with that which is inside of you, you have to be willing to what I call have a wow moment, which means that you have to be willing to walk on water. You have to be willing to step out of the boat and do what you have never done before so that you can live the way you have never lived, so that you can have what you have never had. Why? Because it requires action. And so we must understand that doubt and fear will stop us from exercising faith. And so we need to have what I call the now faith. And now faith. Faith is what the substance of things hope for, the evidence of things not yet seen. And so when we have the now faith, man, it requires a stepping out and say, you know what? I know this is difficult, but I'm not going to let it hold me back. I know this is hard, but greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I know it's not always easy, but it's necessary for me to overcome my fear so that I can live my best life now.
Amen, amen, and amen. You know, fear is one of the things that I tend to hear, you know, when people call or reach out to me and you're like, well, why aren't you doing this? This is your passion. This is your love. It's like, well, I don't know if people will receive me. Well, it's not about who will receive you because there is someone that's looking for you, you know. So I'm so grateful that you said that. I tell people all the time, faith and fear can't walk together. So you got to let that fear go. You need to go ahead and bury that one, you know. Yes, yes, praise
absolutely,
God.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Praise God.
And that's one of the reasons why there are so many people that have not really lived their best life now. You know, it's not mm-hmm. because you're not great. It's not because you have the talent and the gifting. It's not because you're not qualified to do the work. It is because we have allowed ourselves
mm-hmm.
to create an atmosphere where we are now consumed with mm-hmm. doubt. We are consumed with what we have already failed. But it is said that I rather try and fail than fail without trying. I rather know that I've made an effort than didn't take an effort or make an effort at all. It is said that if you shoot for the star and you hit the moon, you have still made progress. Life is a three-step forward, a two-step backward process. You may not be where you are, or you're not necessarily where you really want to go. You're making progress towards that destiny. But when you look back, you realize that you're not where you got started. But so you're moving forward. You're making stride. And that's how you're going to get to your destiny. And that's when you're going to maximize your opportunity, your potential, so that you can live your best life now. And it's a God-given yes. gift to each and every one of us.
Yes, yes, yes. I tell you. You know, I remember reading a quote that Les Brown had one time, and he said something to the effect of the graveyard is one of the richest places on earth because it's a place
yes.
where there were so many dreams and hopes that were never fulfilled, so many books never written, songs never sung, inventions never shared, cures never discovered, all because some people
Amen.
Were too afraid to step out and take that first
yes.
step to keep with the problem and determined to carry it forth in their dream. And I tell you, that blessed me when I read that.
Amen.
Like,
ain't that
wow.
the truth? Absolutely.
Yes. The richest
That's
place
wonderful.
On earth is the graveyard. Is that not deep? And it makes you say, you know what? No, I'm not going to allow this to be buried on the inside of me any longer.
Amen. Amen. Because the bottom line is this, one of the things that I've learned over the years, you know, dealing with people and also mentoring a lot of people, you know, I get to see, you know, people allow, you know, especially their past.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of us are not
mm-hmm.
living our best life now because of our past, where what we have been through, some
mm-hmm.
of the challenges that we face in our youth and some of the things that were said to us, you're not beautiful enough. You're going to be just like your worthless daddy. You're just going to be like your mama that leave you and all that kind of stuff. Or, you know, you're not a size 3 for the ladies or a size 2 or whatever. First of all, I don't even know if that's a real size anyway, but that's another that's another broadcast. But, you know, society want to put you in a box. They want you to look a certain way. And
right.
we kind of deviate from who we really are. We have lost our
mm-hmm.
true identity, and it's time for us to to dig deep into ourselves and understand and know that, listen, that greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. It is not what someone say about you that really counts. It's what you say about yourself. One of the things about living your best life now is for you to understand the purpose that was placed inside of you. You were birthed with purpose. You were born with purpose. Even before you even thought about the ideas and some of the things that are coming to you, God have already placed those ingenuity and all those gifting inside of you. And it's only about, it's going to take some great mind set and some thinking outside the box, willing to do what you have never done, willing to go where you have never go. That book is inside of you. Some of you guys have been through some situation in your life, and it's time for you to get that manuscript done. It's time for you to write that book. It is time for you to get that business. Some of you guys are great cooks. Some of you guys are great with sewing and designing clothes and great with doing hair and all that kind of stuff. But we allow people to tell us, oh, you won't be able to be successful in that, or you can't do this and you can't do that. And so what happened is that we miss our purpose. We miss our mark. We miss our gift. And we are operating on a premise where we're just going through emotion rather than take the time to slow down and think about it and process the information and say, God, if you create me, man, you did this because there's something inside of me. There's regions that I need to discover. There are places that I need to go. There are people that I need to impact. And I have to stay in tune with you so that you, God, can allow me to see my greater. It is absolutely important for us to, as believers, to know that everything that we go through, it is for a purpose, and that is to help to bring us to our greater.
Amen, amen. And I'm so glad, because that was going to be my next question. How can we come out of just this existing state and move into, you know, our purpose? And like you said, the first thing is to shift our mindset to understand that there is more on the inside of us. So I love it. I thank you for that. I'm coming in contact with so many people with so many giftings lately. Mm-hmm. I mean, and it's like, you know, and it's like, what's your passion? What do you want to do? And they're doing nothing close to it. And I'm like, why not? Well, you know, I have this many kids, and I have this, and I have to pay my car note. And I'm not saying quit your job today. No, that's not what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is, what are you doing to pursue you? You know, everything that, because you'll never be happy unless you're walking in your purpose, unless you're doing what you've been called to do, you know, even if you're doing it part-time, you know. But it's fulfilling just to be doing it. It's fulfilling because you don't feel like you're working.
Yes, yes, indeed, indeed. And one of the things also, you know, that I always talk about, you know, most people, they are allowing their current situation to mm-hmm. prevent them from moving forward. Now, mm-hmm. most people are living without purpose because they allow what people to say about them to become mm-hmm. more clear, or it echoes louder than what mm-hmm. we say about ourselves. You know, I read a story years ago that was so profound, and I'm gonna share it, just do a paraphrase of it. It talks about three mm-hmm. fleas that were stuck in a bucket. One was blind, one was deaf, and one was dumb. And they wanted to be free. They wanted to get out of where they are. They wanted to get out of that place of obscurity and get into a place of notoriety. They want to be known. They want somebody to know their name. They wanted to impact their community. And so the one that was blind decided that he was going to jump out of the bucket. And so he started to jump. And while he was jumping, here comes the naysayers, here comes the hecklers, here comes the doubters saying, oh, you can't do it, you're never going to get out, you're never going to be anything. Why don't you just wait? Why are you wasting your time? Just get back into that bucket, stay right at the bottom and stop wasting your time. And he started to jump, and the more he start jumping, is the more he hear the doubters. And guess what? He got discouraged, and he just said, you know what? It's not going to happen for me. And then the one that was dumb started to jump. And he got close to the top of the bucket, and he was about to, you know, to experience freedom. And then here come the doubters again. Oh, you're wasting your time. Look at you trying to be like your other brother. You know, you better get back where you belong. Get back into that gutter. Get back into that abyss. Just live your life as it is. Why are you wasting your time? And he got discouraged, and then he went right back to the bottom of the bucket. And then here comes the one that was deaf. You know, he started to jump because he saw the first two was jumping and said, well, if they were trying to get free, then maybe I could try too. And so he started to jump. But the difference with the deaf one is that he couldn't hear the doubter. He couldn't hear the one that was minimizing and criticizing his enterprise, telling him that you can't make it, telling him that he's not going to get out. He couldn't hear them, and so he started to jump. And the more that he jumped, the closer he got to his freedom. The more that he jumped, the closer he got to what he wanted to do, and that is to explore the world and to do what he envisioned within himself. And it's so important that we be like the one that was deaf. He was not able to listen to nobody. We have to block out the haters. We have to block out the doubters. We have to block out those that are trying to tell us something that is not. And I always said that people opinion, you know, have an opinion, and you can't listen to everybody's opinion because everybody have one. And sometimes their opinion stinks, and you got to be watched. You have to be careful and be mindful of who pour into you, who is speaking into your ear. Into your air and in your air gate, and watch those negative thoughts and those negative people. And it's important for us to also understand why God created us and how He created us. The Bible says in Jeremiah chapter 1 and verse 5 that before I formed you in your mother's womb or in your mother's belly, I knew you. Before you were created, before you came forth, you know, I sanctify you, and I have appointed you as a prophet for the nation. Now, not every one of us are prophets and prophetess and apostles and all that, but when you read this word, you can apply it to you, that before the foundation of the earth, there was a plan for your life. Ladies and gentlemen, before you were formed in your mother's womb, God knew you. God understand that your purpose was going to be brought forth. God understand that you're going to go through some trials and some tribulation in your life. I'm here to tell you, amen, that the Goliaths are always going to come at you. Listen, but you have to slay your Goliath before you can sit on the throne and be king. You have to slay your Goliath before you can become an overcomer. You have to slay your Goliath before you can be a winner, because your situations and your circumstances are always going to be there as a reminder of where you are and what you have been through. But greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And it's time for you to look at your haters and tell them that, listen, I am unstoppable. Listen, you let them know that you are a train on an express track, and you are not slowing down for nobody. And if they don't like it, they better get off your track, because you're moving forward into your destiny. You need to live your best life now, and you have been holding back, and they've been slowing you down for too long. So this is your moment. This is your opportunity. And by the will and by the grace of God, you are going to seize every moment of it, because God is getting ready to birth something in your life, and it's time for you to move forward into your destiny. I feel the Holy Ghost right here.
Amen, amen. Let him have his way. Hallelujah. I tell you, it is time. I'm seeing too many people that are just, I'm telling you, that existing thing, it's over. It is over, and it's time to walk in everything God has called us to. So, Pastor Darren, what would you say to the person who's saying, you know what, I hear what you're saying, and I'm ready to take that step? What would you say to that person?
I would say to them that this is a time when you need to associate yourself with people that's going to uplift you, people that's going to add value to your life. Find a mentor.
Yes.
Find somebody that you can rely on, someone that's going to coach you and someone that's going to mentor you, somebody that's going to see you as you can be and not as you are. And it's also important for you to keep moving forward. Read good books. You know, but a matter of fact, Joel Osteen, I believe his first New York Times bestselling book, Your Best Life Now. That is a very powerful book. It talks about, you know, different ways and areas in your life that you need to work on in order for you to live your best life now. Book by Joyce Meyer, Battlefield of the Mind. Because, listen, the greatest opponent that you'll ever face in life is you. And sometimes we don't realize that we are the ones sometimes that are stopping us from moving into our greater. We are the one that is stopping us from moving into our purpose. Why? Because of where we came from, the side of the track we were born into. I'm here to tell you that whether your mother planned for you or whether that she didn't, he or she didn't plan, you're not a mistake. You are a planned event. Let me say that again. Whether you were planned or not, you are not a mistake. You are a planned event, and greatness is inside of you, and you are pregnant with purpose. You're pregnant with destiny. You're pregnant with gifts and all the great things that God has for you and God have placed inside of you that needs to be birthed, kingdom that God have placed you in. And it's not going to get done until you do it. It's not going to be accomplished until you accomplish it. And that is the reason why we have to get ourselves together so that we can be able to impact the body of Christ in such a positive way. And if I could help somebody tonight, I'm going to say to you, keep moving forward. Yeah, I know it's harder. It's much difficult, and sometimes it gets very cumbersome. Sometimes the pressure of life will weigh on you, and sometimes you feel overwhelmed. Sometimes you feel like, you know, I don't know how I'm going to get to the next level, because every time that I put a foot forward, it would seem that there's somebody trying to kick it from underneath me. Sometimes every time that I try to set myself up for success, here comes the devil telling me that, listen, you're not going to get to that next level. You are not. No. See, what the devil didn't realize is that the fact that he's messing with you is because God has purpose inside of you. The enemy doesn't mess with people that he already have control under. He doesn't mess with people that are moving to he doesn't mess with people that are not doing anything. But those of you that are gifted, those of you that are passionate, those of you that see the desire and the zeal to move into your greater a calling, that's when you know that you are called for this. Why? Because anything that is of great value is going to require you give it some the best that you have. Give it the passion and the drive. And can I tell you, you can't do it alone. You're going to do it with God. Because with God in your vessel, you can smile at any storm. With God in your life, with God in the plan, he's able to bring it to fruition. Don't plan without God. Plan with him. Even when it seems difficult, even when you already have the blueprint and you're ready to go, you need to ask God, God, is this the will for my life? Is this really what you want me to do? Let it be a confirmation through a word, through a prophecy, through somebody else. But God, I'm not going to move until you give me the go-ahead. Because at the end of the day, even though we have great aspirations and we have great dreams and visions and plans for the future and for our lives, we want to make sure and make certain that we don't leave God out of the planet. And I believe, and I said this over and over again, woman of God, that I don't believe that God only created a few people to be successful. Mm-hmm. I refuse to believe that. Now, I believe that God created each and every one of us for success. Almost 7 billion people in the earth, in the world. And each and every one of us was designed by God to be a success. The question is, what is stopping you? Why aren't you moving forward? And when are you going to get started? Hello?
Me? We have linked down half a second. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay. I tell you, this word is touching somebody's heart. And the enemy just mad, but it's okay. He's supposed to be mad because some people are going to birth some things. And it's time.
Amen.
They're having that awakening moment. So we understand what this is. We understand what it is. Amen.
Yes, indeed. Amen. Yes, indeed.
Amen. So, Pastor Darwin, I tell you, it's been such a blessing to see the ones that are waking up you know, to see.
Amen.
It's almost like that light bulb moment for them. Have you been seeing more and more of that?
Yes, I have been seeing that. A matter of fact, I'm working with some individuals right now, a few individuals right now that I've been struggling with birthing their purpose. I've been struggling with, you know, the calling upon their lives. A matter of fact, one of the great tragedy in this earth right now is not knowing who you are. I think that in order for you to also live your best life now, it requires, you know, a large vision, and you have to enlarge your vision. You know, you have to develop healthy self-image. I could stay on that for the rest of the night. You know, self-image is so important in allowing you to live your best life now. Because a lot of times what happens is we have this image of ourselves that God didn't place inside of us.
Mm-hmm.
We have an image of ourselves that was not necessarily birthed through our own will. It was birthed through our past, you know, being molested or being talked about, being mistreated as a child. And now that you're grown, you're still dealing with that, you know, being laughed at, being picked on in school, being bullied by your friends. And, you know, especially for the ladies, being told that you're not beautiful and, you know, and all that kind of stuff. You're skinny, you're fat, you're big bone, all the kind of names that you have been called. But I always tell ladies, especially when I do counseling and mentorship, because my wife and I, we're both mentors and marriage counselors. And, you know, I always tell folks, listen, love comes in all different size, form, and package. It's about how you love yourself, how you treat yourself, how you're willing to invest into you. And so it's important for you to have a good self-image, a healthy self-image is very important. Also, discover the power of your thoughts and words. What are you saying to yourself? Ladies and gentlemen, what are you saying to you? When you're out there, what comes? Are you looking in the mirror and feel good about what you see? You know, when a situation comes that challenges you and try to slow you down and try to, you know, put a roadblock on your vision and your purpose, do you just sit back and just say, you know what, I'm just going to give up, I'm not going to do anything? Or do you fight through the pain? Do you fight through the struggle? Do you fight through the hurt? You fight through the discouragement and start to see that, listen, I have to go through all of this in order for me to get to where I need to go. Let me tell you something. You know how diamond comes about? Diamond comes about when the coal in the earth is put under pressure, about like 1,000 psi pressure. That's how diamond is created. And so you are a diamond in the rough, but you have got to be put under that pressure. And the more pressure that they put you under, glory be to God, is the brighter that diamond is going to shine. So what the devil's meant for evil, God is going to turn it around for the good. Come on, somebody. And all you need to do is to trust God and believe that everything that has happened to you is for a purpose. If it's not killing you, you better use that thing to make it, to get you better. You better use that thing to move you from who you are or where you are to where you need to go. It is time for you to seize the opportunity. It's time for you to soar like an eagle. It is time for you to spread your wings and tell the enemy that, listen, I have been staying grounded for way too long. It's time for me to take wings and fly. I am about to take flight, and there's nothing that the enemy can do about it. And we spoke about letting go. I think the last time we talked about, we spoke about hurt. You know, we have to learn to let go of the past. There's some things in the past that you need to let go in order for you to build and to live your best life now. And finally, find strength through adversity. Oh, God Almighty, I could find strength through adversity. When you look at Job and see exactly what happened to Job, when you look at David, you know, he's been on the backside of the mountain, and after he killed Goliath and the people were shouting, you know, Saul is thousands and David is 10,000, and Saul got jealous and sought to kill him, and David became a fugitive, and he was running away from Saul, and he was hiding in cave and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, he learned to encourage himself in the Lord. It is time for you, amen, to find strength through adversity. And adversity is not designed to kill you, but it's designed to make you stronger. It was not designed to break you, but it was designed to make you. You know, I always tell folks that where you are right now, it is not your resting place. It is your testing place. And after you pass this test, you're going to have the testimony to tell that how I made it over, how I got over. My soul looked back and wondered how I got over all the things that I've been through. Now I have a testimony to tell somebody that, listen, if I can get through all of that and still stand, if I can be a overcomer in every situation that the enemy throws at me, then I'm here to challenge somebody that you are not, God is not through with you yet. Your best is yet to come. Your greater is coming. But it's time for you to seize that so that you can live your best life now.
Amen, amen. You said some things I was trying to get in this chat. You said this is not your resting place, it's your testing place. You said something right
amen.
Before that. I was like, I couldn't catch it all. But I'm telling you, these are some powerful, powerful words. And if you're joining later in the broadcast, if you miss any of this, you need to go back and listen to the recording because you don't want to miss a word of it. I'm telling you, Pastor Darren is on fire this evening. He said it's time to get your wings and take flight. Ooh, glory to God.
Amen.
I'm telling
Amen.
You, too many people have been grounded too long, right?
And, oh, yes. Come on now. Yeah, I've been grounded for too long. For too long. I'm not a chicken. I'm an eagle. I'm supposed to soar. I'm supposed to soar above the hurt, above the pain. We're supposed to soar above what we've been through. Hurt in relationship, hurt in marriages, hurting on the job, hurting by your family member, trusting people and people letting you down and giving your best and your and sowing into people and people are ungrateful. And you all know the story. I don't have to go through all of it. You guys have already have the signs and the scars to prove what you've been through. But I'm here to tell you, man, that this is the moment that all those scars, all those bruises and all those kinks and everything that the enemy have marred you with, God has already have you in the potter's wheel. You've been polished for your greater. You've been polished now for the next step. Because God is going to use you so that you can be a blessing to the kingdom. See, what most people don't realize, amen, is that for every great man and woman, whether it's in the Bible or in the earth realm right now, you check their life story. Read their bio. They have been through some stuff. See, most people want to embrace your destination, but nobody wants to follow your journey, because if you know the journey that I had to go through to get to where I am right now, you probably would have respect me a little bit more. I have a friend that said to me that you always use this quote that, you know what, you can Google my name, but you can't Google my pain. So you are Googling my name right now. You've seen exactly what I've accomplished, but you have not recognized the journey and the pain that I had to go through to get to where I'm at right now. So yeah, go ahead, baby. You keep Googling my name. But if you know the pain that I had to go through for what I have accomplished, then you'd respect what I did a little bit more. Come on, somebody. The devil wants you to think that you can't do it because of what you've been through. But I come to ignite some flame. I come to inspire you tonight. I come to let you know that in spite of all that you have been through, your best is yet to come. You need to look yourself in the mirror and say, you ain't seen nothing yet. I am just getting started. Come on. It's time to choose to be happy. Say that to yourself. I chose to be happy. I'm not going to let my pain stop me from my happiness. I made a decision to be happy, even in the midst of your trials, even in the midst of your pain. What is stopping you from being happy? Happy is not by accident. It is a decision. And so even though you may not be 100% where you want to be right now, if you look in your life, there are so many things that you can and should be grateful for. There are so many things that you must be excited about. Why? Because you're alive. You are in the land of the living, and God is not through with you yet. I'm excited, man. I don't know about you, but I'm woman of God. I'm excited. I'm excited about the future. The future is absolutely bright. The future is so bright for each and every one of you listening to the sounds of my voice that everybody that comes around you might just have to put on shade. That's how bright you're going to shine. Hello, somebody.
I love it.
Glory be to God.
You know, my God. The future is so bright. You got to get your shades on now, guys. You got to get your shades
out.
You got to
put on your shades. People got to put on shades when they come around you. Hello, put your shades on. Come on.
Put your shades on. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Well, Pastor Darren, what are some of the final words that you want to share before we tell them about your book, and then we're going to open up the lines? I know you can't stay long with the opening of the lines because you got another broadcast to do, but we're going to open up for about 10 minutes if we can.
Yes, indeed.
So tell us like some final words, and then we're going to open up the lines if anybody have any questions or comments.
Well, finally, ladies and gentlemen, write your vision. You need a vision board. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 2 says, write the vision and make it plain so that those that see it will run with it.
Mm-hmm.
The vision time, the key word is appointed time.
Mm-hmm.
Appointed time. The reality is this, that when you have a clear vision for your future, you have a roadmap. It is like a gyroscope. Ships and planes have gyroscope, you know, and what a gyroscope does, it keeps it back on track. When they put in the destination, it maps out the direction in which the plane is going to travel. And what that gyroscope does, it keeps the plane right back. So when it's swerving off, of course, it comes right back on course. The ship have a rudder. That's what keeps it in line towards its destination. We also must have a dream and vision for our future, for ourselves, because the dreams and our vision, that's what keeps us on track. And I'm here to say to you that if you have not learned to write things down, I need you all to get started. If you don't have stuff on paper, it's a wish. Write the things down that you want to accomplish in your life. I keep a goal card. I keep a vision board. I have a legal pad with everything that I want to accomplish this year. And I'm going to tell you right now, every time I look at it, I get excited. What are you looking at that is exciting you about your future? What are some of those dreams and goals that you talk about? Did you write them down? In order for you to live your best life now, you need to have a blueprint of the life that you want. And you must be willing to do what it takes in order for you to accomplish it. And don't be afraid of failing. Because the greatest failure is the greatest success. The person that fails the most are those that succeed the most. Success and failure are they said they are brothers and sisters. I don't think they're that close of a relative. I think they're somewhere in the bloodline, you know, maybe third or fourth cousin, but they're related somewhere. You can never have success without failure, because failure helps you to reassess. It allows you to rethink and replan, strategize, and also to have a clearer vision as to what you need to do next. So the failure that you have experienced now, it is only there as a emblem, as a reminder that, listen, I didn't do it right this time, but the next time, I'm going to do it better. I want everybody to say to yourself, the next time, I'm going to do it better. The next time, I am going to complete this task. The next time, I am going to win. The next time, I am going to succeed. The next time, people will know my name. The next time I'm going to move from obscurity to notoriety, people will understand and know my purpose. The next time will be greater. Why? Because you already designed for the greatness that God has in store for you. But it's time to put all the work in place so that you can do live your life. And not just your life, but your best life now.
Amen, amen. So we're going to open up the phone lines. If you're listening to the show through the phone number of 929-477-2178, you can press 1 and ask a question or make a comment. Again, that's 929-477-2178. If you press 1 now, we actually have a caller already. All right. Welcome to On Fire Inspire. You are live with Pastor Dawn and Aaliyah. Who do we have on the line? Hello, you are live with us.
This is April.
Hi, April. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
We are doing great, great. Did you have a question or comment tonight?
I did. First of all, I want to say great show. And then I do have a question. My question is, my vision is written down and it's very plain. I heard you say the appointed time. Now, this vision has been in my sight for many, many years. One of those type of visions where you can touch it, you can see it, but you can't really get it. And now that I have, I want to say, when you say the appointed time, you know, there's like a fire within me that's saying, hey, you got to leave this job behind. You got to step out. You got to do it. When you say appointed time, is that what you're meaning?
Well, yeah. Every vision and every dream that each individual has, it requires certain sacrifice. Now, I would recommend also that, you know, everyone that is aspired to grow, to build, and to do something great, you know, it requires stepping out of your comfort zone. If you have already done your proper planning, then you know that there has to be a time when you step out of the boat. You know, Steve Harvey wrote a book. It's called Jump, and in that book he talks about, you know, just jumping. You know, you don't know if the parachute is going to open, but you're willing to take flight. You're willing to leap. It's like taking the leap of faith. You know, now you don't do it without having a game plan. And based on what you said, you basically have everything figured out. You have everything planned, but it requires you taking a certain action. And based on what you're telling me, it might require that you walk away from your job. Now, before you walk away from your job, this much I will say to you, that means that you probably save up at least maybe a year worth of income from your regular job, or maybe 2 years of income, or you have some type of a supplemental, you know, income or money put aside so that you can be able to walk away and still maintain the lifestyle that you're living now while you are in pursuit of your dream and the vision that you talk about. I think sometimes what people do is prematurely don't properly plan. So even though you have a vision, and even though you have goals, and you wanna explore this, you wanna step out on faith, and you say this is the appointed time. When it's the appointed time, God is not gonna allow you to fail. Even if you encounter some challenge and some hardship, if you have faith that this is what God have called you to do, then step out on faith and believe God. Proper planning prevents poor performance. Those are the five P's of life that I use for every area of my life. Proper planning prevents poor performance. And if you properly prepare, you'll have the success that you desire. And so I believe that that appointed time is when you see that in your gut spirit, in your heart, in the core of your being, that I am ready to step out and get this thing done. Why? Because you've already done the homework. You already have the blueprint. You have already made the plan. And so now it's time to execute that plan. And that's sometimes one of the most difficult things to do, because the unknown is very fearful. It's scary. Let's be real about it. You know, you don't know, am I going to succeed? Am I going to fail? But I want to challenge you that, listen, that maybe it's time to jump. But it's up to the individual based on your preparation that will tell you whether it's time for you to take that leap of faith.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much for dialing in. All right, guys. Topic tonight was living your best life now. So if you have a question or comment, press 1 now. We'll bring you on live. I'm telling you, this is good stuff. Good stuff. I'm telling you, it's like being fed a spoonful of honey.
Hello.
It's just beautiful. Yes. Amen. You know, one of the things you said, you were saying that God created us to be successful, and he did. I went and found a 3 John, the 2nd chapter, 2nd verse, and the Amplified Version says, "Beloved, I pray that in every way you may succeed and prosper and be in good health physically,
Come on now.
Just as I know your soul prospers spiritually." So, I mean, that's what he created us to succeed and prosper. So that blessed me when you said that. I had to go find a scripture to just drive
Amen.
That on home. Amen. Amen.
That's right.
So if you're listening at 929-477-2178, press 1 and you're able to make a comment or ask a question. I know a lot of people will be putting things in the chat. I need to go look at it real quickly and see if they have.
Yeah, and one of the things that I wanted to say to the lady, I think is I forgot the lady that called in. Was it April?
April? Mm-hmm.
Yes. One of the things that I wanted to say is that the word appointed, it means fix or establish, or by order or command, which means that when God says that it's an appointed time, that means that that time is fixed, it established, which means that if you feel within your heart that the Lord has given you that this plan and this goal and this dream and this business and this idea, and you want this thing to be accomplished, and you feel that this is the appointed time, it means that it is already established with God, it is already order, and it is already command. And so it is about time that you step out and just get it done. You know, I said all the time, don't get good, just get done. Because at the end of the day, we will always tweak and we will always fine-tune as we go along. But we have to make a start in order for us to finish.
Yes. So what did you say? You don't get good, just get done? I like that.
Because everybody wants
to
be perfect. Everybody want to get all their ducks in a row and, you know, just you know, I want to wait until I get this. No. Sometimes you just can't wait. Sometimes the time is now. Time waits for no man. I mean, there's always a season when you're in a waiting season. But after the waiting period is over, then it's time to move. It's time to get out of that boat. As I said, you need to have a wow moment with God. That is a walk on water moment with God. With every disciple that was in that boat, it was only one man that asked Jesus, "Bid me to come." And Jesus said, "Come on over, Peter." And Peter stepped out of that boat and walked on water. He had a wow moment. When are you going to have your wow moment so that you can live your best life now?
Wow. That's powerful. When are you going to have your wow moment, walk on water moment? Wow. That's good. That's good. So we had some more people put some things in there. You know, so many people get caught up in trying to allow their past to be a deterrent for their future. But they got, like you said, they have to forget about the past and move forward. Allow that past to be the thing to be your catalyst to move forward, to push you forward.
That's
right. Yes. And for those naysayers, say, you know what? I'm going to prove you differently. I'm going to prove you wrong. You know, I may be from this little small town that nobody's ever heard of. I may be from, you know, a crack addicted parent, or, you know, whatever that's their story, whatever their story may be, whatever it may be, it does not have any premise on your future. Amen.
Now, I always say that who you are is based on your past, but the man or the woman that you become is based on you. You know, we can make excuses or we can make decisions. As long as you get the information now. I always say, folks, now that, listen, you know, we can't say that we don't have the information now, because you can almost Google everything. I'm not saying that Google is always the best source of information, but it helps a lot. I would say about 80% of stuff on Google, if you check it out and you do your investigation, you'll find good information on there. But I mean, you can have a mentor and you don't even know them. You can have a virtual mentor, somebody that you have never even met. And so we can make excuses or we can make decisions. And at this particular time in this century, where information and materials and people are available at our disposal at any given time, any given moment, live stream, FaceTime, you know, it's just unbelievable. So there's no excuse why you can't do it, why you can't find the right people, the right connection. It's just a matter of you wanting it bad enough. So the question is, how bad do you want it? And if you want it bad enough, nobody, I'm going to say it again, no one, whether you're past, listen, I talk about it all the time that I wasn't raised with my dad. That's my past. I could be miserable. I could be bitter. I could have been like saying, you know what? I'm just going to do whatever I want to do. I'm going to go out there and I'm going to just screw around with all the women out there in the world and got have a lot of baby mama drama. I decided not to be like my father. I decided not to live my life that way. That was a choice that I made. So that's my past. But that doesn't determine how my future is, because I already know the truth. And the truth has set me free. And the moment I realize that's not who I am, I don't have to be that person. I choose who I want to be. I've been married for 23 years, never cheated on my wife, been faithful to my wife, have two boys. Hey, listen, never been arrested. I have a record, and that's a driving record, and I have a good one. And that's the only thing next to my name. Why? Because I chose not to be like my dad. So the question is, blame your parents and blame your past all you want. But you're grown. You know now. You have the information. There's books out there. What are you willing to do now so that you can live your best life?
Amen. We got another caller.
Amen.
Amen. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire. You're live with Pastor Darren and myself, Aaliyah, Miss On Fire to Inspire. Who do we have with us tonight?
Hi there, guys. I just want to say what a great show it is tonight, living in your purpose and doing the thing that God has appointed you to do. I have found my purpose. It's taken me some years to find it, but I have found it. My name is Sabrina, and I'm the executive director of my daughter's foundation, the Jasmine House Foundation. I think that that foundation has allowed me to find my purpose, you know, and I have enjoyed what I'm doing, and it took some years to really understand what my purpose was or allow me to still be on the earth that I can still fulfill my purpose.
Yes.
I want to say what a great show that it is, and Aaliyah, this is one of my, several shows of my best. I think this is one of the best.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much for sharing. We appreciate you. Amen. I tell you, and they're doing some great things with Jasmine House Foundation. They actually reach out to the displaced, or other people call them homeless, but we call them displaced or unfortunate.
Oh, wow.
They reach out to kids in group homes and do a lot of things in the community. And they actually have a silent auction fundraiser coming up next month, and we'll be talking more about that real soon. So I'm excited about it. I actually am a board member for Jasmine House Foundation because I believe in the vision that God has given them. And God gave her daughter the vision at 9 years old. And she just turned 20 last month. So I just tell you, God is doing a thing even in the kids. If you allow it, and she saw the vision and she ran with it. You know, she saw the vision for her child and believed in her child and believed in her vision, and she ran with it. So I just praise God for Sabrina and Jasmine with the Jasmine House Foundation. It's such a blessing, such a blessing. And
that's wonderful.
The lives of many.
Amen. Amen.
Yes.
I'm grateful that you were able to fulfill your purpose. And when your purpose is fulfilled, It brings such joy, you know, that you are helping and also impacting and changing the lives of others. Because that's what God calls us to be. I believe success is not predicated upon the car we drive, the house we live in, the neighborhood in which the house is, and the country club that we play golf on the weekend, or where we go on vacation and all that kind of stuff. Those are just byproduct of what true success is. But true success is how many people are better off because you live. How many people are better off because of me, because of you. That's how success is valued. That's how you equate true success. Because anybody can get a nice car. Good credit, bad credit, no credit, don't matter. You walk into a dealership, they find you something. But when you can impact someone's lives, and they can say, because of you, I'm a better person. Hallelujah. Because of you, I'm able to get out of my mess. Because of you, I'm able to forgive that man that molested me. I'm able to forgive that woman that touched me. I'm able to forgive that person that lied on me and misused me, manipulated, and criticize and minimize and put me down. Because of you, I was able to let go of that pain so that I can be a better person, so that I can be healed, so that I can be whole, so that I can be free. Because of you, that's true success, my friend. That is what true success is. Not the materialistic stuff. Those are just byproduct of the service rendered to other people.
So true. So I know you got to do your other broadcast, but tell everyone how they can follow you, how they can get purchase your books, things like that.
Yes, you guys, you can follow me, my wife and I, at After We Say I Do. That's basically our marriage ministry page on Facebook, and also Twitter and Instagram at After We Say I Do. Our book, Built to Last, A Successful Marriage and Relationship, it's available on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com. You can also get our website at AfterWeSayIdo.com. It's available in all e-format books. You can get it on iBook from Apple Store. You can get it from Kindle, and you can get it also on the Nook device from Barnes & Noble. We are also on Periscope and Facebook Live. We're going to be doing a lot more Facebook Live video on our marriage ministry page. And so if you guys are not following, please go over and hit that follow button so that when we go live, you can get a notification. We are just excited about God. We're excited about life. We're excited about you. We're excited about your future. And your future is absolutely bright. And as I said, everybody that comes around you, they're going to need to put shades on. That's how bright you are going to shine. And I want to say to Ms. Aaliyah, God bless you, woman of God. I want to thank you so much for allowing me to be a part of this great platform. I'm thankful to God that you have allowed me to be able to impart and to pour and to impress upon your audience what the Lord has placed inside of me. And I know for sure that your best is yet to come. This is just the beginning. God is about to enlarge your territory because you've been faithful over a few things. And because of that, God is going to make you a ruler over many. It's interesting that we understand that a lot of people want to rule a lot of big things and big house and big ministry. And we're not faithful of the few that God has blessed us with. And so I want to thank you, woman of God. I venerate you, and may God continue to bless you.
Thank you so much. I receive every word. And we look forward to having you back, and you and your wife next time. Prayerfully, she'll be available.
Yes, indeed. Yes.
All right. Thanks again.
Thank you. Appreciate it. All right.
Yes.
Okay.
So, guys, I tell you, it's been a powerful, powerful show. If you missed any of the show, you want to listen to the recording shortly after this. Some of the upcoming events we got coming up, you guys want to mark your calendar. I will be the narrator for a skit called Beautiful. It's an anti-bullying skit written by Oscar Hines, and it will be held on March the 2nd at 5 p.m. at Newton Theme School. It's located at 2207 William Street, Northeast in Covington, Georgia, and that's 30014 zip code. Again, it's March 2nd. It's on a Thursday evening at 5 p.m. The title of the skit is Beautiful, and it will be held at Newton Theme School at 2207 William Street, Northeast, Covington, Georgia. And I will also be the media person for the Women's Pastors and Leaders Conference hosted by Dr. Renee Sunday on March the 25th. That event, I think, starts at 10 a.m. And so looking forward to some of those things. So, guys, if you are in the area, you're in driving distance, you want to come out and support. Also, guys, you can come out each and every Saturday night to Kingdom Works International Ministries, where we have Saturday night live worship each and every week. And I'm telling you, your worship will never be the same. And that address is 1303 Parker Road, Suite G as in George, Conyers, Georgia, 30094. And Bible studies are held at the same time on Wednesdays at 7 p.m., G, Conyers, Georgia, 30094, with Apostle Zoe and Bishop Kevin Leggett. I'm telling you, you will be blessed with the Word of God, with the worship and the teaching of the pure, unadulterated Word of God. So I tell you guys, this ministry, this radio broadcast, was birthed from a book that God gave me called On Fire to Inspire. That book is available on ebook form, paperback, and audio CD. If you're interested in an audio CD, The music is actually done by Third Heaven Sound. You can email us at onfiretoinspire@gmail.com. We will have that, get that to you in the to be able to purchase that. And then finally, we're going to be celebrating Reading Awareness Month, the whole month of March. We're going to be talking about it and celebrating it. But we're going to have an author showcase. And if you're interested in showcasing your book, you can reach out to me at onfiretoinspire@gmail.com. We'll tell you more about the details. Again, it's an author showcase. We're going to be doing the last 2 weeks of the month through the show and online outlets, just focusing in on the authors and celebrating Reading Awareness Month that will be starting the third week in March on the On Fire to Inspire show and the last show. And we may be doing some extra shows if we have so that many authors, because we really, really want to showcase as many as possible, help get them some visibility and celebrate each other, because it's time to get our kids wanting to read again. It's time to even get our adults to want to read. And finally, I have a children's book that many of you may not be aware of. It's called A Learning Book Just For Me. It teaches foundational English and Spanish with a music CD. I actually go in and do story times at events, at schools, daycares, things of that nature. It's an interactive book, so I actually go in and have the kids encouraged and interactive, because you can't have them sitting down. They get bored. So you got to keep them stirred up. And then finally, there's a book on an ebook available on Amazon that's called Prayers, Affirmations, and Declarations. And so all of my books are available on Amazon and Amazon and Kindle. And so you can go out and purchase those books, or you can just sow into this fruitful ministry at onfiretoinspire@gmail.com. We love you guys. We thank you for tuning in each and every week, taking time out of your busy schedule to join us. Again, we are here each and every week at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, but the month of March, I think we're going to be going a couple of extra days. So be looking for that for Reading Awareness Month and Author Showcase. Guys, have a great night. We'll talk to you soon, and look for living that life, your best life now, because it is time. The time is now. And you know what? We're going to close out with my piece called Pregnant with Purpose. And it's so funny that Pastor said that, because there's a piece on Fire to Inspire, the book and the audio book, called Pregnant with Purpose. Here we go. Pregnant with Purpose. The gestational period during pregnancy can be 9 to 10 months. How long have you been pregnant with your purpose? Has your due date passed? Are you now overdue? You must give birth to your purpose. It's not too late. It is your time. Don't delay. It's time to give birth to your purpose and your passion.